Okay, next lightning talk. So we don't have a lot of time to switch between speakers. Please take a seat. Next lightning talk is Christian, who's notorious for being very good on staying on time.
I did once a very great job, so I benefit from that still.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
Christian.
So if you see me, I talk about containers a lot. So this time I would like to give an update to the HPC Container Conformance Project, which we started, or I started last year, and which got a little addition by being introduced to the OCI working group, or we created an OCI working group together with some other folks. So what is the problem? I mean, to just maybe call it challenges, everyone knows modules, right? If you're new to containers and you use native code, you most likely use modules to figure out what's the best binary for your program on the current system you're at. So you do module load gromex, and the module system will pick the best binary for the current system you're on. So it's a runtime decision, right? So you have a bunch of software in a software share, and it will just pick the best one. It's a good thing with containers. You don't want to have a lot of binaries or different variations of binaries within the container. You want one, right? So a single set of libraries and a single binary for a given problem. So what we end up doing was to create multiple containers for different systems. Let's say for the CPU, like Graviton, Skylake, Zen 3, or maybe even we use a name to identify a cluster we are running on. That's fun, but problem is, how do you pick the correct image? Within the container space, you have something that's called an image index, which is just a matching artifact that says, okay, you are on an ARM system, you get this image. You are on an AMD system, you get this, or Intel or x86 system, you get this image. And if you are a WASM guy, then you even get another system. But the thing is, that's not fine enough, right? It's very gross grained. You cannot just put like all your x86 code in this. So what we actually want is an image index that is more specific. So that you can say, this CPU, this accelerator gives me this image. If I have this CPU, I get another one. Maybe even configured with MPI in mind, so that you say, like, if I have MPage, this version, I get this image. If I have OpenMPI, I get a different image. So you get the idea. So have a very maybe long image index with different variations, and then you pick the best image. And another thing that I didn't mention in the first slide is, runtimes will go through the image index, the normal image index, and will just pick the best or the first match that they get. So even if you have an image index with 5 different x86 images in it, the runtime will just pick the first one it matches, and off you go. And with this, of course, we cannot do this. We need to go through all the versions that we have, all the different specific images, and then the runtime ideally picks the best image for you. Okay, so I did some hacking back in the days, right? So I changed or used an unused feature in the image index to make some identification. So I thought, okay, this is a Broadwell, this NVIDIA driver, and I hacked the Docker runtime to also recognize what the best image matching is for this specific platform you're on. So with this ugly hack, you were able to identify or create an image index with a lot of different images for different systems, and then you configured your runtime to search for a specific tag list, if you will. That was like hacky, and I didn't intend it to be. I created a pull request for Docker, of course, it was turned down, but because it's ugly, right? And what's ugly about it is that you need to implement it in every runtime, you need to implement it in any scheduler to make sure that it works, and this was, of course, bogus. So what we did, as I said last year or the year before, we created an HPC container conformance project to establish best practices and provide some guidance on how to build images for HPC and how to implement the use of those images. The first thing, which is very brief, is what we expect an image to behave or how it should behave. So the first one is there are two types of containers, application containers, I call them, and login containers. Application containers is just if you have, for instance, a binary, and you put the entry point to be this application, you can create an alias that just runs some program within a container without you knowing about it. So for instance, this Go releaser example, you just, instead of running a binary, you point to an alias and then you run this. Problem here is if you want to debug things, and if you, it's hard because the entry point is always tricky to get rid of, or at least I need to look up the Docker command every time. The other thing is, a lot of HPC applications have multiple binaries you want to run. Maybe you have a preprocessor, the application, and a postprocessor. With this case, you would have like three different images for this because the entry point is different, so that's kind of ugly. For HPC, it's not really usable. What we actually want is a log